earth, sky.
We know that water issues are not going away, so we really have to be able to map water use at the scale that water is being used.
You're listening to research physical scientist Martha Anderson of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She uses thermal images from Landsat, a satellite program that's tracked changes at the Earth's surface since 1972 to monitor water used by U.S. farms at the scale of individual fields.
And Landsat really is the only satellite system currently operating that can provide us routinely and globally thermal information at this critical spatial scale.
Dr. Anderson explained that a well-watered field is a relatively cooler field, and Landsat can see these thermal, that is, temperature differences from space.
Landsat has a number of imaging systems, and one of them collects radiation that is in the thermal waveband. Those are wavelengths that are longer than our eyes can see. All objects emit this kind of thermal radiation. The hotter the object, the stronger the thermal emission. So using these thermal waveband systems, we can map out the temperature of the land surface remotely.
Satellite mapping of land surface temperature and water use, said Anderson, is being used now in states of the western U.S. where fresh water is getting more scarce. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at EarthSky.org.